Want to move into the halachas of the bracha of Ramin Mezonos. So we spoke about pas, we spoke about where pas maintains its status and where sometimes pas loses its status and it's downgraded to the bracha of Ramin Mezonos. But there are cases where the chadchil of the bracha is Ramin Mezonos. It's not pas which was downgraded, but it's Mezonos to start with. So in general we find that the bracha Mezonos is said on four types of things. The first one being bread which has been downgraded into Mezonos, so that becomes Mezonos. There's something known as Pas Haba'a B'Kisnin, we'll talk about that more at length. It's the second type of bread. Pas Haba'a B'Kisnin is bread. It's Pas. It's bread. However, it's not eaten normally as a mainstay of a meal. It's not eaten as bread is used. It's not. It doesn't function as the role of what you understand for bread. So it does not get the chashivas of the bracha of hamotzi, and therefore it gets the bracha of mezonos. In regards to hilchos challah, on the other hand, it's bread. So it's chayim and challah. It is bread, and halacha we look at it as bread, but it's bread which is not eaten normally as the mainstay of the meal. Therefore, pasul b'kisnin, when it is eaten as the mainstay of the meal, its bracha will be upgraded to hamotzi, because it is bread. It doesn't change from mezonos to bread. It's bread the whole time. It's bread which you make a mezonos on. That's a good riddle. When do you make a mezonos on bread? So you now have all the answers. I can't ask you the riddle anymore. Okay. The third type of mezonos is when it's you take one of the five grains and you're going to be cooking it, some sort of cooking, farina, etc. Or, alternatively, even if you bake it in a way which does not have any type of a connection to the pas. Example in halacha is noodles or spaghetti, these type of things are not considered, they have tzura of pas at all, and therefore no matter how much you eat of them, it's not going to be a problem, you would make a mezonos. And the fourth place where we say mezonos, interestingly enough, is rice. Rice is not one of the five species, it's not one of the five types of grain, which, and therefore it's, on the other hand, it's eaten to satiate, it's eaten to fill you up. So it gets a mezonos, it's mezon, it gives you sustenance. However, the bracha achrona is not ala michya, the bracha achrona is berei nefashos. Because it doesn't have the cheshivas of michya at that same time. So we have a little bit of a conflict, how we look at it. So we make this a certain sense of compromise. We give it a mezonos to start with, and a berei nefashos afterwards. The last point we do want to talk about, we're talking about mezonos is you look at the what do you do when you have a kernels of grain, or you have pearled barley, you have different types of things which you're eating it not in any form of a cake cooked, etc. But it's processed differently. You're eating direct kernels of barley. That's very negay when you start talking about some of the cereals, puffed wheat, etc. What bracha you're going to make on puffed wheat? Actually, you know, the bracha is hadama, not even though it's made out of wheat. So when are you making hadama and one of the five species? So Be'ez Hashem, we'll be talking about that in the upcoming days. One announcement, Yisroman lost his hat. If somebody by mistake took his hat, please check yours to see if you have the right one. And have a good morning.